gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. Welcome to Day 272. The big story today involves Trump's comments to the widow of a soldier who died in Niger. The Washington Post and ABC News say Trump denied telling the soldier's widow that, quote, he knew what he signed up for, contradicting a Florida congresswoman who was with the woman at the time. Quote, basically, he said, well, I guess he knew what he signed up for, said Congresswoman Federica Wilson, recounting the conversation she heard on speakerphone. Quote, but I guess it still hurt. That's what he said. Trump tweeted that the Democrat congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof, end quote, raising questions about whether Trump tapes calls and conversations. The mother of the fallen soldier stood behind Wilson's account, saying that Trump did disrespect the family with his comments during the call. The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and Axios are reporting that Trump has backed off his support for the bipartisan healthcare deal, tweeting that he could never support legislation bailing out insurance companies who have made a fortune from Obamacare. The comment comes a day after Trump embraced the deal as a, quote, short-term solution so that we don't have this very dangerous little period, end quote. The chairman of the Senate Health Committee said Trump, quote, completely engineered the plan to fund subsidies for health insurers, but wants to reserve his options. Meanwhile, Axios says Paul Ryan does not support the Alexander Murray healthcare bill. Ryan's press secretary said, quote, the speaker does not see anything that changes his view that the Senate should keep its focus on repeal and replace of Obamacare. Politico and the Washington Post are reporting that a second federal judge has blocked Trump's latest travel ban attempt, citing his tweets as evidence the policy carries the same intent as Trump's Muslim ban proposal. The Maryland judge granted a nationwide preliminary injunction against the latest iteration of the travel ban, following a similar order by a federal judge in Hawaii. A district court judge said the administration had not shown that national security cannot be maintained without an unprecedented eight-country travel ban. Next, the Washington Post and Associated Press say Trump tweeted that James Comey had prematurely exonerated Hillary Clinton, quote, long before the investigation was complete into her private email use. The FBI released emails that indicate Comey had drafted a statement about ending the investigation 2 months before he announced he would not seek charges. Quote, wow, FBI confirms report that James Comey drafted letter exonerating crooked Hillary Clinton long before investigation was complete, Trump tweeted. He added, quote, James Comey lied and leaked and totally protected Hillary Clinton, end quote. Jeff Sessions appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee today and defended Trump's firing of James Comey. The Associated Press reports that Sessions linked the FBI director's dismissal to his handling of the Hillary Clinton email server investigation. Sessions refused to discuss private conversations he had with Trump that led to Comey's firing. The Attorney General also said that he has not been interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller yet. Politico says Democrats asked the chairman of the House Oversight Committee to subpoena the White House for documents related to Michael Flynn and his company, the Flynn Intel Group. 18 Democrats wrote a 10-page letter to Trey Gowdy that read in part, quote, the White House has been openly defying this committee's bipartisan request for documents regarding General Flynn for months without any assertion of privilege of any kind. The letter continued, quote, we believe this paper trail must be pursued to answer the gravest questions of all. Did General Flynn seek to change the course of our country's national security to benefit the private interests he previously promoted, end quote. Politico reports that a Gowdy aide said he was reviewing whether the White House's limited response to previous inquiries was sufficient. Now to the polls, Politico says 46% of voters believe the news media fabricates stories about Trump and his administration. 76% of Republican voters think the news media invents stories about Trump, compared to 65% of Democrats who think the news media does not. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. Hey folks, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you like this podcast and you want us to be able to keep doing it, do us a favor and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It's quick, easy, and it goes a long way to making sure we can continue to update you on what the fuck just happened today. Thanks a lot.